So Rabbi just asked me not to introduce him, but I just can't. I'm sorry. So I'm going to do a very, very, very brief introduction.
I know.
If I were to do a proper introduction, I would take his entire time, but I'm not going to do a proper introduction for two reasons. First of all, I don't want to take his entire time. Second of all, I find that proper introductions are a violation of Lifnei Iver for Midvar Sheker Tirchak because people feel like they have to reciprocate. So just to give two basic ha'aras.
You mean ignore Kiddushin?
Two quick hours. Number one, my shul had the great privilege of having Rav Taragin come for a Shabbos this past year, and it was a Shabbos dedicated to Zecher Nishmas of Aaron Lichtenstein. And one thing that came out of that Shabbos was that everyone, whether they knew Rav Lichtenstein or not, felt like they knew Rav Lichtenstein at the end of that Shabbos. And I came away feeling that Rav Taragin could have done many more Shabbatot like that for Rav Lichtenstein, for Rav Amital. And it really speaks to how he is a product of his very great Rebbeim and how much he has internalized their Torah and their ideals. And the second thing, I was listening to a shiur from Rav Taragin recently when I was driving somewhere, a very recent shiur, and he started the shiur by saying, I apologize about the noise in the background, but I am in an airport as I record this shiur. And then a few minutes later he said, oh, they're calling me to my plane. And then the shiur continued as he was on the plane. The man, Mamish, doesn't go like two steps without teaching Torah. It's impossible for him to go without teaching Torah and taking advantage of every opportunity to be able to share Torah with people and to, particularly with his Talmidim, who rely very heavily, especially when they're not with him over the summer, on the Torah that he shares. So it's a great, great comfort for us to have Rav Taragin share to us this evening.
Well, it's an even bigger cover to have Rabbi Leibowitz in the room, even if he doesn't say anything, and certainly when he says, Dover Shkarim, Leikola Neged Enecha. So, Baruch Hashem, you have a big chusta, such a role model. And thank you for inviting me. And Shana, I talk about you often in Yeshiva when I reference people with Midos and Anivos. And you're very, very lucky. One day you'll tell your grandchildren that you learned the Torah Leibowitz for a summer. So, hold on to these moments, that's all I can say. And this week's Parsha. So Yoshua is chosen, and we don't really see too much about Yoshua. He doesn't come up with great chidushim. He's not Reb Chaim. He doesn't do any big mitzvahs. But Chazal say, "Venar Yoshua leyamish mitocha ohel," that he was misadur safsalim. Now, of course, there's something about being misadur safsalim. I want to give a big yeshikach to Yonatan, who cleaned up from the barbecue. So it's always good. Remember that to be a part of the cleanup crew and to be volunteering. So everyone should always try to volunteer, and Yoshua always volunteered to clean things up. But what the Medrash really means is that he was looking at Moshe Rabbeinu all the time. And Midos are very, very hard to learn from Svarim. Really hard to learn Midos from Svarim. You can learn Gemara from Svarim, you can learn Chachma, you can learn Mitzvos. The only Mitzvah you can't really learn from a Sefer is Kibud Av V'Aim, found. That you really have to have role models. It's a very hard Mitzvah to learn from a Sefer. Obviously, Maris and Ksav, you need Hamza Shemesh. But for Midos, you really have to look at people and see their Midos. So I encourage you to spend a lot of time this summer looking at your Gemara and sometime looking at Rabbi Leibowitz. So that would be a very, very good takeaway. I promise you it won't be Bittul Torah. I want to share with you a very interesting, I know you're learning Dine, Machalos Akum, Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, I imagine. I want to share with you something about Avodah Zarah proper, Maseches Avodah Zarah. It's timely, Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Por. 24,000 people in Nehrag, Bimagevas Par. But it's a vart that Rav Lichtenstein told me from Rabbi Soloveitchik, and Rav Lichtenstein added a little bit of his own, and then I found the Gemara, which I thought also continued, and it's part of a theme I'm sure you're thinking about this summer, and a lot of you who are going to Eretz Yisrael next year, some of you are returning to Eretz Yisrael, to feel that you're part of a Masara, to feel that you belong to something. A couple weeks ago, someone asked me, Rebbe, I have a crisis in Emunah. Tell me, share with me what the baseline of your Emunah is. So I said, let me tell you what my Emunah stems from. I met a man, and I don't have the words to describe him. In every aspect of life in Avodas Hashem, he was simply indescribable. The model, I felt like I was walking in front of a malach my whole life. And that man, Rav Lichtenstein, told me about his Rebbe, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and he described his Rebbe to me the same way I feel about him. He described Rabbi Soloveitchik as someone that he could never imagine being like, and came from a different planet, and landed from Mars. And Rav Lichtenstein told me that Rabbi Soloveitchik told him about his Rebbe, Rav Chaim. And the way Rav Soloveitchik described Rav Chaim to Rav Lichtenstein is the same way that Rav Lichtenstein described the Rav to me, and the same way about Rav Lichtenstein. And Rav Chaim told Rav Soloveitchik about Beis Halevi. So you feel you're part of a Masorah, and you allow yourself to suspend your disbelief and to believe in things that maybe you can't prove yourself because other people have adopted that lifestyle, and you feel comfortable. It's a comfort level. Emunah is not just logic and finding answers, and it's about feeling comfortable, and in many cases feeling comfortable living with questions. I can promise you one thing. Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. Your generation is going to face a lot of questions that our generation didn't have to face. That I can promise you. So you better strap your seats on. I've been in a lot of planes lately. Buckle your seatbelt and be ready not to have all the answers. I think you're a mature group, so I'll say something mature. I don't mean to in any way take off the sugar, because it's important that someone tell you this. I'm not willing to chas v'shalom question the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he said that homosexuality is asur. You can't. It's Rabbanu Shalom. It's his rutzon. I'm also not willing to disrespect someone who comes and tells me that they have that netiyah. I'm not going to say, oh, you're just a mutant. And they tell me honestly. I have a kasha. I don't understand it. That's called akedah. Everyone has an emoka, has a time that they're in the akedah. And you have a lot of kashas in life. So emunah is not having kashas. Emunah is just living with kashas and trying to find answers and finding people that, right, the question of the Baruch is what's him, he says something. On the other hand, there's a person who, you trust him, he's not in any way someone who's a criminal or doing anything, you know, that he feels that he was born that way, and you have to trust and respect people that say that. I'm not giving you a policy, I'm just giving you an example of what the kasha is. So anyway, so I wanted to share with you a vart from the Rav, that Rav Aaron told me, that in halachas of Avodah Zarah, there are two ways to be over the issur of Avodah Zarah. One way is called Avodah Zarah Kidarka, namely, you're over the Avodah Zarah in the normal manner that Avodah Zarah is typically worshipped and revered. So for example, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dasan Macheha, Por Piv, Laval Por, Zui Avodasa. Val Por, this week's parsha, they would release their bodily wastes. Zarek Evan Lemarkalis, there was a certain Avodah Zarah called Markalis, and they would throw stones at it. So obviously you have to maintain the exact way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped. You have to throw a stone to Markalis. If you relieve your defecation to Markalis, you're not over, and you have to be Por Piv Lebal Por. Not a big expert on Avodah Zarah, so I can't go through the whole roster. Sanhedrin actually had to. Bali, the Dayanim had to learn Avodah Zarah in order to know whether to give Misa or not, what the halachas were. And then there's another form of Avodah Zarah called Avodah Zarah Shelo Kidarka. Means it's nothing relevant to that Avodah Zarah, but they're the types of Avodos which were performed in Beis HaMikdash. Primarily, Zvicha, Haktara, Nisuch, and Hishtachava. Those are the four Avodos. Bowing, something similar to Shechita, something similar to Zrika or Nisuch, and something similar to Haktara, so burning large quantities. Now, that type of avoda is asur no matter which avoda zara you employ it for. You can do shchita to Pa'or and you're over the Isser. You can do shchita to Markalis. You can do shchita to the moon. You can do shchita to, and you're over the Isser. So the avoda zaras of Kidarka are context specific, case specific. They're called Kidarka, the derech of that avoda zara. The avodah zarahs that are shelo kedarka is just a fancy way of saying the avodos that resemble Beis HaMikdash avodos, and those are universal and generic, and they apply across the board. Now, al pi pashtus, you would think that they're one halacha. Essentially, there's an issur to show reverence to avodah zarah. The question is, what makes an activity reverential? Either because it has inherent reverence, because this is the way the people that worship Markalis show their reverence, and the people that worship or show their reverence. Or it could have reverence
based on something unrelated to that of Avodah Zarah, but something universal, because in Beis Hamikdash, these are reverential acts, so Shechita is inherently reverential, Zvicha or Zrika is inherently reverential. So essentially it's the same Isser, it's the same Geder. Geder is, the word Geder means a wall, and a wall defines area. So that's why the word Geder means a defined category. One of Reb Chaim's Chidushim, one of his big Chidushim, and I found this in Rav Aaron also, is not making up the concept of bris, because people were always using categories, but coming up with very, very sharp and clear definitions, making sure the definitions didn't bleed onto each other. And Reb Chaim would always say, even though he found this Achron conflating these two ideas, they're really separate ideas. Rav Lichtenstein would say that also, they're separate ideas. So a Geder means to have a clear definition what it is, and what it is, an offense between them, a division between them. So, Apivashtus, there's one Geder. You're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah because you're worshiping Avodah Zarah, because you are establishing at least presumed authority, fictitious authority, to something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Aser. And they're just they're two separate offshoots, two separate subcategories. But it's the same halacha, namely, showing reverence. What determines if I throw a lollipop and it's not going to be reverential? If I throw a stone, it's reverential. Or if I shecht or do zrika or something of the equivalent. The first whiff and sense that they really are not the same halacha comes from the fact that the Rambam counts them as separate mitzvahs. It's very important when you have the opportunity to look at the way the Rambam listed the mitzvahs and which mitzvahs he combined and which mitzvahs he separated. It's never a smoking gun, because there are aspects that could determine how you count mitzvahs that are very different from how you define categories logically. For example, mitzvahs that are not lish, the daros aren't counted, things that could be subcategories can be combined into one mitzvah. So it's not always true that you can look at the strategy of describing mitzvahs and use that as a way to decode the lumdus, but it's very, very helpful. And the Rambam counts one mitzvah for Avodah Zarah Kidarka, one mitzvah for Avodah Zarah Shelo Kidarka, and, interestingly enough, well, it should be obvious, and separate psukim. So all of a sudden we're starting to sense that there may not be the same category with just slightly different sources of reverential input. So if you take a look at source number one, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Chamishas, the Los Asay, the fifth Los Asay, Shezirano Mishtachavos Lavodah Zarah. And he quotes the Pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros, line number 3, Los Mishtachavah Lohem Velo Sovdeim. He expands it from Mishtachavah, line number 3, the Ena Kavan Mishtachavah Levada, quotes the Gemara, line number 4, So here are the four. Mishavra lachas be'ela, line number 5, v'ishtachave, o hikriv, o nisach, o kiter, chayev skila. Those are the four. Ishtachava, hakrava, nisach, and kiter. Kiter means haktar. Now he quotes the Mechilta with a second pasuk. The Lashon HaMechilta quotes the pasuk in Mishpatim, Zoveach l'Elokim Yacharam, then the Pasuk Bilti L'Hashem Levada. We'll get back to that Pasuk. So this is Lo Tasei number 5. Lo Tasei number 6 is Avodah Zarah Kidarka. Lo Tasei number 5 is Shelo Kidarka, the four classic Avodos. Lo Tasei number 6 is Vav Kidarka, each Avodah Zarah specific Isser. The Mitzvah Shishis, Hushes Irano, Source 2, Me'oved Avodah Zarah, Vafilu Bezula Sarbamina Makodmim, even without the four activities before that are generic, Amo Bitanai on the condition Shiavurosa Kidarka, Ratsaloma Shiavurosa Bimashu Derech Oso Hanevek, throwing stones to Markalus or being Parapiv Leval Peor. Then he quotes the Mechilta, and the Mechilta has a separate pasuk for this mitzvah. Remember, there's a general pasuk of Avodah Zarah, Lo Sashachavel and Veloso of Deim and Aseres Dibros. But the Avodah Zarah Shelo Kidarka, the four classic ones, had that other pasuk in Mishpatim, Zoveach L'Elokim Yocharam, Bilti L'Hashem Levado. The Avodah Zarah of Kidarka has its own special pasuk in Re'eh. Echa, last, second to last line, Echa Yavdu HaGoyim Ha'eles Elohim Ve'aseh Gamani. The person will say, I want to discover how each Avodah Zarah is served, and I want to duplicate that and worship the Avodah Zarah. So the takeaway from the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos is two separate lavim, each with coming from that general pasuk of Los Ishtachavel and Belos Avdeim, but splitting into separate psukim. Avodah Zarah, Shelokidar, the four classic avodos, come from the pasuk Zovech Lelokim, Zvicha, being one, and Zvicha being a template from which we can get the other three. Zovech Lelokim Yocharam, Bilti Lashem Levado, and Avodah Zarah Kedarka, Echa Yavdu HaGoyim Ha'el, Es Elohim. That holds true, not just in the Sefer Mitzvahs, you should always check it also in the Yad Chazaka. By the way, there are three places you should check. I know this year, this summer, you're learning a lot of the Rabbanon, so you probably don't have that much time to check Sefer Mitzvahs. It's not that relevant. But when there's a Mitzvah D'oraisa, you want to check the Rambam in three places. One is the Sefer Mitzvahs. One, actually four. Two is the Sefer Mitzvahs HaKatsar, which is in the beginning of the Yad Chazaka. It's a quick list of Mitzvahs, which the Rambam wrote. And I always found it cute that the Rabbi wrote Hasagos on that also. Like, leave me alone. I'm just writing a quick roster. The Rabbi wrote Hasagos on that as well. You want to check the Koteres, which is the introduction to each section of the Rambam where he lists what will be in that section. What did you learn this year? Live Boys with Shalavim. What did you learn? Okay, so Vavasa also doesn't have so many. Nidarim. Okay, so I don't remember the introduction of the Rambam in Nidarim, if it's an flaw, but he'll list the mitzvahs. You have to be very careful with the language, and of course you have to look at the Yad Chazaka. So the Rambam in Yad Chazaka as well says, Avodas Harbei Source number 3, Kavu Avdei Kochavim, Perak, Echaz Avodah Zarah, Perak Gimel, L'chol Tzel, Mitzel, L'chol Tzura, V'tzura, Avodah Zeh, Nekavodah Zeh, Gom Peor, Markalis, L'figach HaPar, Atzmo L'Markalis, L'shazarek Evan. So that's Avodah Kidarka. Next halacha, separate halacha, and again, generally in the Rambam, if it's in separate halachos, generally it shows that they're different. If they're very similar, the Rambam will typically put them in one halacha, or even if he puts them in separate halachos, the magic word in the Rambam that he uses for a bridge is v'chein. Whenever you see the word v'chein in the Rambam, that typically means that he's creating a connection between two categories that you would think are separate. Here he doesn't say v'chein, he puts them into separate halachos. As Harash al-Avodas Eilu, the Rambam says, Mashakosov, Velos Avdeim, Pamed Devarim Amurim, B'Shar Avodos, Chutz Mimishtachave, Zoveach, Maktir Umenasech. If you do the four avodas, you're chayev, even if it doesn't apply to these avodas zara. And he quotes the pasuk, "Zovech l'lokim yacharam, bilti l'Hashem levado." Ezra. Interesting question. I don't know. I have to look at the whole parish to see how the Rambam's flow is that way. Interesting. Why does he switch the order? Mishpatim should come first. Generally, I would say stylistically, the Rambam once introduced the concept that there's a variety of avodah zaras. So once he's talking about variety, he goes into each case-specific avodah. And then he goes back to the generic dalet avodahs. Probably because he's writing Hilchas Avodah Zarah. But it's a really good question. Okay? The Ramban, in his Hasagos to the Rambam, condenses them. There's only one issue. The Ramban says, this is source number 5, Hasagos HaRamban, V'nimne, lo yilucha lohim acherim, apasakulo, mitzvos losa se achas. The parsha in Aseret HaDibros, lo yilucha is only one iser. Shumeniya ba'avodah zara. You shouldn't do any avodah zara. Yichlo, line number 3, meniya me'avodah zara, me'amekablo me'elohav, you accept the authority, mishtachave ve'oved. No matter what you do, it's considered one iser. So here you have a fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether they're separate Isurim or whether they're one Isur. The Rav Zatzal claimed that according to the Rambam, who lists them as two mitzvahs, they're not just different because they're listed as separate mitzvahs. They're separate Isurim. They're separate, the content is different. The gather of the Isur is different. Or, as people say, Svei Dinim. Two totally separate halachas. The Isser of Avodah Zarah, Kedarka, throwing an Evan to Markalis, or being Parapiv Leval Por. Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned Rav Amital before. Every year Parshas Pinchas, or Chuk Abalak, depending on which Shabbos he was in Yeshiva, he would ask the question, how could you show reverence to Avodah Zarah through defecation? It's so crazy. It's so absurd. What were they thinking? So I think there's a Sichas Musar by Chaim Shmuel Levis about it, someone once told me. But the Ramital would tell us that the culture of Peor, listen carefully, was premised on the notion that anything natural has to be holy simply because it's natural. And defecation was chosen as a hyperbole. Even defecation, not just defecation, but everything natural is holy. If it's natural, it has to be kadosh. And they took the most disgusting and offensive aspect. It's natural because every being has to relieve its waste to show, well, even this is kadosh, and everything natural is kadosh. And that's why Peor is such a antithesis to Yiddishkeit. Because we have natural urges, but we also have Ratzon Hashem that we impose on those urges. How many movies do you guys see that are basically Peor movies? Seriously. How many times do you see a movie with a man and a wife and they're married and you know, he's fat and ugly and screams at her and smokes or whatever and she's attractive and she goes out and falls in love with her co-worker and they commit a niyuf? And who does Hollywood have you work rooting for? True love. Because the love with the husband, that's moral love, that's legal love, and they're not, but love with a co-worker, they really love each other. That's natural. It's natural. Must be. I mean, I would say, I'm not a big bucky in recent movies, but I would say probably 25% of movies are poor movies. He's an assassin, and he kills people for a living, but he listens to Mozart and hands out money to children on the street, so he's a good guy, and you're rooting for him. Because you feel he's a net. Some of you guys will become psychologists one day, I hope. And to be very careful, a lot of modern psychology is Peor infused. Express your natural inner self, your natural inner chainsaw murderer, your natural inner. Now, I'm not mocking psychology, and you have to find what's inside of you and get it out and deal with it, but not in an unrestrained manner. That's why Moshe is buried. We don't know where Moshe is buried, but he's buried more based Peor. Fascinating. In Devarim, he's buried by Gai Mol Beis Peor. Because Moshe's life was, the Gemara says in Sotis, Mechaper in Peor. Lama Nikbar Moshe Mol Beis Peor. Mechaper Baal Peor. What do you mean? Why is Moshe Mechaper Baal Peor? Not on Meraglim, not on the Egel Azav, not on the Nechash Nechosh. Because Peor is more inherently dangerous to Avodas Hashem than any of the others. The others are just minor insurrections and rebellions, and Peor is at the root of what Ratzon Hashem is. It's because something's natural doesn't mean that you have to express it or feel it or agree with it and implement it. Yes?
Are these reasons behind these Avodah Zara written anywhere? Or said anywhere?
I don't know. I don't know about Zrika 7, but this is what Rav Avital told us about Peor. Okay. So the Rav said, getting back to the Lamdas, that the Isser of Kedarka is the classic Isser of Avodah Zarah. The Isser of Shiloh Kedarka, the Rav said, is not only Usser or primarily Usser because you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. It's because you're taking the Avodos that are in the Beis HaMikdash and you're rerouting them for Avodah Zarah and it's betraying the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a halacha of me'ilah, just like you're not allowed to get hana from Klei HaMikdash or from a karbon, because it's dedicated and designated for Kutcha Brichu, and you're not allowed to sidetrack it even for neutral activities. You're not allowed to take a ride on a karbon. You're not allowed to use yayin for your own hana. So how could you take a maisa avoda that's earmarked and designated for a karbon and retrack it for Avodah Zarah? It's a betrayal. It's a begida on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an entirely separate Isser. It's not the same Isser of showing respect for Avodah Zarah, and we just have to determine why a certain action is respectful. It could be respectful because that's what normal people do to poor, or it could be respectful because in Beis HaMikdash it's respectful. No! The Isser of Avodah Zarah, throwing stones, that's because you're showing respect to Avodah Zarah. The Isser of Avodah Zarah, when you do a Shechita, or a Nisach, or a Kitar, it's not because you're showing respect to Avodah Zarah. It's because you are insulting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by taking the activities that are meant to be His, and diverting them elsewhere. take a look at the pasuk that I quoted to you, the Rambam. I quoted the entire pasuk. That's mamash the lashon pasuk. That's why the Rambam quotes it. What's the special pasuk for avodah zara? Shelo kedarka. Take a look at source number 6. Zoveach la'elokim yacharam. Bilti la'ashem levado. These avodos are la'ashem. And it shouldn't be used for avodah zara. It's not just because you're showing respect for avodah zara. You're cheating on Rabbanu Shalom. You're taking activities and experiences that should be dedicated solely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're using them for avodah zara. And that's why the Rambam quoted them as separate mitzvahs. Because they're not the same together. Remember, this is like the Big Bang. This is the birth of Lamdas. This is where Lamdas is born, where you start to pop out to a different category. You start by saying it's the same category, just different variations within the category, and then, no, it's something else. And we'll prove that it's something else. It's two malachas, two different definitions. This is kedarka, is showing respect to avodah zarah. Shelo kedarka is betraying the avodah shalom. Separate pasuk. The Rav brought a raya for this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, source number 7, as you know, and one of the Zayin mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, is Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara has a very, very general description of Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah, Devarim Sheh, based in Shol Yisrael, Memisim Aleihem. If it's an Avodah Zarah that's severe enough that there's an Onesh Misa, Ben Noach Musar Aleihem. Then a guy can't do it. Ain based in Shol Yisrael, Memisim Aleihem. The Gemara continues. So the Gemara has a very general description of what type of Avodah Zarahs a guy is forbidden from. Any avodah zara that based in would kill a Jew for. Rashi, on Q, says that a guy is asra avodah zara, no matter which. Rashi says, source number 8, kigon kol avodos shedarker shel avodah zara bekach. So if a guy throws a stone at Markelus or his parapiv, he's over. And he says, source number 8, line 3, v'zivuach v'kitur afilu shelo kidarka. And the guy is also muzar. Not to do the Dalet Avodos of Shelo Kedarka. So basically a guy has both Isurim. Both the Isur of Kedarka and the Isur of Shelo Kedarka. Both the Isur of throwing stones or being defecating, or the Isur of Shelo Kedarka, of Zvicha and Kitor. The Rambam, I'm really bad at this, but I'll try hard. If you look at me, I'm going to try to blink my eye. The Rambam on cue says that a guy only has an Isur of Avodah Zarah Kedarka. The Rambam says, source number 9, Ben Noach she'avad avodah zarah is a chayiv, who she'avod kedarka. If he throws a stone at the Markelus, he's chayiv. If he's parapiv, he's chayiv. But the Rambam says, doesn't talk about the other one. If a guy does avodah zarah shelo kedarka. So the Rav Zatzal wanted to know, why does a guy only have an isra of avodah zarah kedarka, not avodah zarah shelo kedarka? Rav said, this is the Rambam Lashitasa. Because the Isser of avodah zarah kedarka is showing respect to avodah zarah. That applies to a yid and a guy. But the Isser of shelo kedarka, that's stealing, betraying, abusing, rerouting avodah beis hamikdash, cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That only applies to a yid. We're shayach to beis hamikdash and to beis avodah. Kishmak, huh? Not to a guy. When it comes to avodah zarah kedarka, that's showing respect to avodah zarah. Guy is chayav just like a yid. When it comes to shelo kedarka, the four avodas, that's because you're rerouting and exploiting. And Rav Lichtenstein, when he said this, Bard in the name of the Rav, expanded it a little bit. The Ramban in the Aseres Hadibros, when the Torah says ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu kel kana. What does it mean, Kel Kana? So we say he's vengeful, no cane. But the literal translation of Kana is he's jealous. Baruch Hu Kel Kana. What does it mean for the Baal Hashem to be jealous? Well, it's important you saw it. I said I'll put in a little bit of Hashkafa and Musar. One of the great discoveries of Bilam, going back to Parshas Balak a little bit, what is Bilam Chav? Well, to understand what Bilam Chav, so you have to understand what Bilam's Havamina was. How did he think he could destroy the Jewish people? So many people had failed. So Bilam thought that, well, they betrayed Hashem. They sinned. It's one thing that they can leave Mitzrayim and be invulnerable on the way to Har Sinai, but after the Meraglim and the Chet HaEgel, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish them. And what Bilam doesn't understand is, see, for Bilam, in the world of magic, in the world of paganism, your role to God is to try to convince him, twist his arm, seduce him, placate him, appease him, sacrifice, protect him, glorify him, throw virgins on the altar, do something to try to bend his will. There's one thing missing from paganism. That's called a relationship. We have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember when Bilam asks Balak to build 7 mizbechas? What does Rashi say? Why 7 mizbechas? No, who then Rashi listen? What? Trying to beat out the others. The others didn't build 7 mizbechas. It's not a magic act. The others built a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was manifest through 7 mizbechas at different times. It's not a magic act of all 7 mizbechas. Hachim li bozeh 7 mizbechas. Also, you can affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will through 7 mizbechas. Different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Akedah was a mizbeach. Crazy. The Akedah was a long life relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that was expressed with the mizbeach. There's one thing that's eerily missing from Bilam's attempt to try to shape Hashem's will. What's missing? Come on, guys, what's missing? If you were Bilam, what would you do? If you really wanted to succeed, what would you do? You'd daven. You'd daven to Hashem. Bilam doesn't know what davening is. Because for him, it's no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mizbeach that can appease Hashem, that can give a gift to a god, that can try to twist his will. The word korbanos is missing from Parshas Balak. There's no korbanos, it's mizbechos. Because we don't need to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Bilam realizes. When he says, Ma'akov lo kavokel, how can I curse them? When Hashem doesn't curse them. What does the Medrash say? After the Egel, I was expecting Hashem to curse them, and he didn't. Ma'akov lo kavokel, what does this mean? They sinned. They betrayed him. They should be punished. Ma'akov lo kavokel. Lohi ben Avin B'Yakov, lo ramo b'Yisrael, the Medrash says, I was expecting Hashem to be angry with them now. But he's not. This is really strange. Guys, it's really important, and I'm sure you're really doing a good job in it, to learn as much Torah as you can, to keep as many mitzvos and work on your mitzvos, but you have to try to feel the bonus, though. Try to have that keshem with that Kodesh Baruch. Feel his presence in simple things. You're learning, you're davening, and when you're a counselor, you know, a lot of boys came over to me before they left yeshiva. They were going to Kass to be counselors, not to be masmid in the program. And they said, Rebbe, I worked so hard this year being a my avodas Hashem. How can I continue my avodas Hashem in camp? It's not the same answer at all. And I said, tell me, were you a counselor last year? I said, yes. Were you a good counselor last year? Yes. I said, why were you a good counselor last year? I said, because I'm a good boy. I listened to my instructors. I wanted to do the right thing. I said, so just be a good counselor this year because it's part of your avodas Hashem. Just do the same thing, but do it because you want to be an Avodah Hashem. Much of what you're doing, you just have to do it. It's the framing. It's the voice that you're doing it based on, not doing anything different. It's just being a good person because you want to be an Avodah Hashem. Cleaning up the table because you want to be an Avodah Hashem. That's just because it's nice to clean up the table. And on top of it, it's nice to clean up the table. So the Ramban says that the word kana, kel kana, only applies to a yid. Hashem isn't jealous of a guy. Because Hashem doesn't have a relationship with Banim. Banim atam Hashem lokeichem. Look at the Ramban. It's a really, really powerful Ramban. Source number 10. Lefi Daiti. The Ramban on the Torah. She asked your kina be'avodah zara b'Yisrael belvad. V'tam ha'kina ki Yisrael segulas Hashem. Hashem loves us in a special chiba that he doesn't apply to other people. When we turn to other gods, Yikane, Hashem's jealous. Literally. Like you're, one day your girlfriend will be jealous. She'll never be, because you'll be faithful. Think of whenever you're jealous, I don't know, maybe in your social context, you think you're very friendly with someone, and all of a sudden it turns out you think he's more friendly with someone else. Or because you feel betrayed. God, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kiel Kana. We want Hashem to be jealous of us because that shows us a relationship. When Mamish wants you, and when you're not paying attention to him, he's jealous. Look at me. I want you. Remember, one of my children, it's like a lot of vying for attention. One of our babies, I remember when he was young, he's now Baruch Hashem in Yeshiva. He'd always like take my chin and move it. Take his hand and put it on my chin and move it. Look at me. I love that. That shows he wants my attention. He wants me. But if Baruch Hu wants you, and when you don't pay attention to him, he's hurt. You want him to be hurt. Because he really wants you. And when you don't pay attention to their bonus shalom, it's a betrayal. And then you take your relationship that's meant to reinforce your kesher to him and you use it for another woman. I'm using harsh terms to make it clear. He's jealous. You're cheating on him. That's the Yisr of Kedarka. You're cheating on their bonus shalom. He's jealous of you. That's why Pinchas was so heroic. Because was kinosi. Hashem was jealous. During Baal Peor. Sounds like they did Shlita. I don't know whether they did Shlita or Farapir, but I was so brisker. But yes, Kashi, why was he jealous? Of course, I want to start to talk against the Rav. But Kodesh Baruch Hu was jealous. And Pinchas said, you know what, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll stop your jealousy. I'll take care of your jealousy, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll bring your girlfriend back, so to speak. I'm just trying to make those terms powerful for you. So the Rav proved that they're separate halachos because of the nafkamina that a goy is only chay of avodah zarah kedarka, but not for shalom kedarka. That was the Rav's Torah that Rav Aharon told us. I learned dafka avodah zarah with Rav Aharon in 1988 in the summer. We learned avodah zarah kol hatzlama. They told us that pshat. In 1984, we learned Bava Kama. And Rav Aharon gave his own chiddush based on this mahalach. It was an incredible shiur. And when I say that learning with Rav Aharon was like learning with the Tana, this was a perfect shiur. He gave an opening shiur for Bava Kama, and he asked a question which, quite frankly, to the best of my knowledge, is only one rishon that I found that asks this question. And it's a Mahari Katz in the Shita Mikudesis. Most halachos in the Torah don't have avos and toldos. There's an Isser Achilas Neveil. So there's a definition of what an Achila is. And if you meet that definition, you're over. And if you don't meet the definition, you're not over, at least Minatara. Achila Shalok Adar. So every Isser in the Torah has its definition. Maisa Bia, what's considered a Maisa Bia? Maisa Achila, what's considered a Maisa Achila? Achveis, whatever other Isserim exist. Maisa Harisha, Masakwa Sharbadisha. Every Isser. It's defined, and if you perform the Issa, you're over, and if not, you're not. And then there are a few categories in which there's something called a Tolda, where if you vary slightly from the primary Issa, you're still over, but it's called a Tolda. How could you have a system like that? Why should it be that all these Issa, 90% of these Issa in the Torah, it's either a yes or no, on or off. If you follow, you do the Maisa, so you're over, if not, you're not. And then there's some Yisurim in the Torah where if you slightly vary, it's a Tolda. If you really vary, then you're off the grid and you're not over at all. And the Gemara Baba Kama only lists one other, Shabbos. Because Tuma is really not Avos and Toldos. It's just a linguistic association. Tuma really isn't that phenomenon that I described. Rav Aharon found a couple other places of Avos, and you have to like no shot. You can't. You're not working through a Kashin at Tosfos or a Kashin at Rosh, but you're standing on top of a sugya and looking at the entire system. There's something called a Toldo and Shmita, a Toldo of Harisha and a Toldo of Zriya that's over. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, which we'll read in a moment, there's something called the Tolada of an Isra of Avodah Zarah. If you do an Isra of Avodah Zarah, but slightly differently, it's a Toldo. So Rav Aharon said the following. Normally, there's something called a Maisa Isser. And if you do it, you're over it. If you don't do it, you didn't do anything, not anything wrong, but at least in Minatara, you didn't do the Maisa Isser. But what happens, Rav Aharon said, he didn't say the name of the Rav, he said it on his own. What happens when part of the gather of the Isser is that by doing this action, you're affecting some larger system? When I do an Isser Shabbos, where it's like a regular Isser, When I eat nevela, I did it instantly. There's nothing larger that I'm affecting. Obviously, I've been Kabbalah. I've done all sorts of, but I'm doing my sever. That's all it is—a one-dimensional my sever. But a malach on Shabbos, not just a my sever. By doing a malach on Shabbos, what are you affecting? No, finish the line.
Serenity.
Kedusha Shabbos. There's the kedusha to Yom Hashvi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mekadosh Yom Hashvi. Part of that kedusha is not doing malacha. When you do a malacha, it's not like eating nevela or basar b'chalav or any biasura. You're changing, you're affecting, you're reducing kedusha Shabbos. When the Isser is not just a maisa, but there's a totsah that's part of the Isser. So if you get to that totsah to a slightly different maisa, you're still having that same impact. On Shabbos, there's a told of Harisha because there's a certain impact on Kedusha Shabbos that Harisha constitutes. And if you do a slightly different Harisha, you're also affecting Kedusha Shabbos. So whenever there's a regular Maisa Isser, Nishkin told us. Either you do the Isser, Nish. But when the Isser is not just a Maisa Isser, but you're affecting something larger, you're being Pogad. Hebrew Pogad means you're affecting, you're impacting, you're being Mechalel, some other Kedusha, some other system. Then you can have a tolda. It's slightly different, but you're still creating the same impact and insult. Then there could be a tolda. That's why there's a tolda on Shabbos, Rav Aaron said. So that's why there's toladas for Shemitah, because Shemitah is also Kedusha Shvius, which Malach affects. That's why there's a tolda for Nezikin. Rav Aaron talked about this, because the Mechayev is not just the Maisa Nezik, but the Pegiyah and the Nezik. So when I'm infecting the Nizik, what difference does it make if my animal eats the peros or rolls around on the peros and gets hanah, which is a told of shame? And that's what Rav Aaron said. There could be a tolda for Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah is not just a Maisa Isser, but Avodah Zarah is a Pagia in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avodah. Having said that, guys, listen carefully. Someone finish the line. Which category of the Rav of Avodah Zarah would you expect it to be a tolda for? The category of Kedarka or Shelo Kedarka? Excellent. Because which Isser is defined not just as a Maisa Isser, but being the Chalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world of Avodah? Shelo Kedarka. Look at the Gemara. Source number 11. Gemara Darshan's Toladas from the word Hena. Achas Mehena. Avos, Zibuach, Kitor, Nisach, Vishtachava. Mehena Toledos, Shaver Maka Lefoneha. From the Rambam it's Mashma, from the Gemara it's Mashma. There's only Toledos for Shelo Kedarka. There's no Toledos for Kedarka. That's the power of one. So you've got two halachos that differentiate Kedarka and Shelo Kedarka that seem to have nothing to do with one another. A, the Rambam, that a guy is only chayev on Shelo Kedarka, not Kedarka. B, the Gemara of Toledos is only Toledos by Shelo Kedarka, not Kedarka. What do they possibly have in common? Answer is, because Shelo Kedarka is a totally different Isser. It's not just a Maisa Isser, but you're betraying a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're cheating on Hashem. That doesn't apply to a guy, because a guy doesn't have that relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, A. And B, you can't spin off Toledos, because you can only spin Toledos with Shelo Kedarka, not with Kedarka. We have to end. Okay. So I'll skip the second Chiddush Rav Aaron said. He said that's why there's a halacha of Yisurim Mechulakim by Shelo Kedarka, according to the Gemara. If you do two different Yisurim, the Helon Echad, this is two Pagiyas. If it's just a Maisa Isser, the Gemara is an enter. It's just a Maisa Isser. So just to finish the process, I found the Gemara, which I think supports what the Rav said and what Rav Aaron added. The Gemara says, source number 15, Amar Biavar, Amar Biofanam. Minayin lezoveach behema balas mum lavodas kochav mshiu pater. What if you take a behema that's a bal mum and you do shchita? Should you be chayev or pater? So the Gemara says, you're pater. Zoveach lelokim yacharav, quotes our pasuk. Let me see if I can convey this to you very quickly. If the rub is not correct, if basically it's the same isser, kedarka and shelo kedarka are the same isser, and the only difference is that Shelo Kedarka gets its reverence from the fact that it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and Kedarka gets its reverence from the fact that that's how people worship that Avodah Zarah. So essentially, the Avodah Zarah of Shelo Kedarka is no different than Kedan. It's not based on the Beis HaMikdash. You're just infusing actions with meaning because of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a din in the Maisa. The Maisa of Shchita, the Maisa of Zivuach, the Maisa of Kitur has meaning because that's what happened in Beis HaMikdash. But the definition of the Isser is not because you're using Beis HaMikdash. It's just the fact that these actions took place in Beis HaMikdash lends these activities reverence. This Gemara is difficult. So why should I be Patur if I take, why should I be Patur if I take a bound woman, Shechtit Avodah Zarah? I'm taking an action that has reverence in the Beis HaMikdash. Shechita is still Shechita. I'm showing reverence to Avodah Zarah by taking an action from the Beis HaMikdash. Why should the fact that the animal is a Baal Mum make me Patur? According to the Rav, the Isra Avodah Zarah Shalok Yidarka is not showing reverence to Avodah Zarah. It's cheating on the Rabbanu Shalom. If I'm taking an animal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't use for a karban because it's a Baal Mum, then there's no cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not taking something that belongs to Beis HaMikdash and rerooting it. Namely, Shalok Kidarka can affect not just the definition of the Maisa, but the definition of the Chatzah. Because the Isra Avodah Zarah is not considered cheating if I'm taking something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no use for because it's a Baal Mum. So I didn't hear this from Ravaram, but I saw this from Ravaram said, oh, it makes sense, based on what the Rav said, based on Ravaram. So again, I know I have to stop from Ravaram. The Rav's Chiddush was twofold. A, the fact that the Rambam listed them as separate mitzvahs. B, the fact that a Ben Noach only has an Isser by Kidarka, by Shalok Kidarka, a Kidarka, not by Shalok Kidarka. Ravaram added two Chiddushim to it. I only gave you one Chiddush. The fact that there is a Tolada of Avodah Zarah only by Shalok Kidarka. Because Shalok Yadarka is something larger than the Maisa. You're not just doing a Maisa Avodah Zarah, you're affecting Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. And that notion, where you're not just doing a Maisa Avera, but you're affecting the Kedusha, lends itself to Toladas. By Kidarka, it's just a regular Maisa Yisra, like Nevela, like Basar B'Chalav, it can't be Toladas. Rav Aaron had another Nafkamina, which we didn't have enough time to talk about, the Moran Krisas, which is where it was written up in the Rav. In the Chiddushim and Krisos that was written up, you know, this is where the Shtick of Torah is written up, based on the Gufim Mechulachim. And when I saw this Kibbutz, I thought this would be a riot for what the Rav and Rav Aaron were saying. If basically Kedark and Shalok Kedark are the same Isser, you're just deciding how do I determine whether an act is considered an act of Kavod. And Kedark isn't considered an act of Kavod because that's the way they worship. And Shalok Kedark, Shechita is considered an act of Kavod because that's the way it's in Beis HaMikdash. So Shechita of a Baal Mum should be Usur because it's an act of Kavod. And I'm showing Kavod to... What does the Avodah Zarah care whether it's Baal Mum? It can be a slight little Baal Mum. I'm not talking about an animal without a leg, a regular Mum, not a trefa, an internal trefa. But by splitting the two Isurim into separate categories, the Isur of Kedarka is showing respect to Avodah Zarah. This is Shalok Kedark is cheating on the Rabbanu Shalom. I'm not considered cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I use something that Hashem has no use for in Avodah's Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, I'd be Pater on Shechitas Baal Mum, even though I'm doing an act of respect, because it's not the getter of the Isra, it's not the respect. It's the cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Begiyah, Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And Baal Mum is considered that chiddush. So I want to thank again everyone for enjoying a little lumbus, a little masara, a little Torah of the Rav, a little Torah of the Avodah Zarah, and Rit Hashem, we should be Zocha for a world of V'yeda, Kolpo, Kiyata, Fialto, V'yavim, Kol Yitzor, Kiyata, Yitzarto. We're pretty close, but not that much Avodah Zarah in our world. We should get to a world of Ha'ar Hashem, L'malach, Al-Kol Aretz, Al-Kol Aretz, V'yamu, Yashem, Echad, Ushmo, Echad, Shekach, Avodah.